Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Activism in Northumberland is changing. It is transforming in several ways, including the demographics of people leading the change and the methods they use. Today's show looks at two groups tackling the same issue, the future of Indigenous people in the community and across the country. First is a group of young women who held a gathering at the statue of Colonel Arthur Williams in front of Port Hope Town Hall on Canada Day. Williams fought in the Northwest Resistance at the Battle of Batoche. You will hear how this informal group quickly organized an event that gave residents a chance to do something concrete to express their solidarity with Indigenous people. Here is my interview with Liz Warmland, a Port Hope activist, entrepreneur, and mother, one of the organizers of the Canada Day event at the Colonel Williams statue. I'm so pleased to have with me today Liz Warmland, activist, entrepreneur, and mother from Port Hope with her year-and-a-half-old son, Wilhelm. Welcome to Consider This, both of you.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. It's an honor.
You held an event on July 1st in front of Port Hope Town Hall to discuss the future of the monument of Colonel Williams. Can you tell me the genesis of that meeting?
Yeah, so it was kind of part of a whole day of events, and I'll back it up to tell a little bit about how it came to be. I was doing a lot of reading of things that my Indigenous friends were saying, specifically online, about being really tired and about wanting settlers to do something other than celebrate Canada Day in a way that settlers often do, to kind of honor the memory of all of the Indigenous children who have been uncovered and were killed in residential schools. So I was kind of like, oh gosh, I feel like I need to do something about this. So I texted my friend Megan Sheffield and I said, hey friend, do you want to participate in some direct action with me? And from there she said, yeah. We hopped on to a Zoom meeting and did some brainstorming. So it's not an organization that was behind this action. It was literally some moms. From there, we reached out to a few other friends who we thought might be interested in taking some leadership on this initiative. And from there, we organized ourselves. We developed some specific calls to action. And those calls to action were encouraging people to read the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, specifically the calls to action, to read about the monument of Colonel Williams that is in front of Port Hope Town Hall, to give people the opportunity to write letters to government officials about Indigenous issues, including getting clean water to reserves across the country, as well as honoring the TRC calls to action. And then we held this meeting that was literally just to create time and space to discuss the future of that statue, whether that is leaving it. And we just left it really open. Like, is this going to be leaving the statue in front of Town Hall the way it is? And we just have a conversation about it and figure out a way to reframe things in our own brains. Is it, you know, removing the statue entirely and pushing for that? Is it, and we can talk a little bit more later about some of the other stuff that came up in that discussion, but it was really just about creating that time and space and world building together.
Your event went, most of the day. How many people showed up and what exactly happened?
Yeah, so we did have a table set up where we had pre-drafted letters and pre-addressed envelopes, which we since have distributed. So we collected 51 letters for Prime Minister Trudeau, 4 letters for Mark Miller, who is the Indigenous, oh my gosh, I'm going to mess up the the actual title he has, but the Minister for Indigenous Issues in Canada. We collected 18 letters for MP Philip Lawrence and 52 letters for MPP Pacini. We also collected donations for the Indian Residential Schools Survivors Society in the amount of $222.75, and also for an Indigenous language program for children at the amount of $182.25. We have a full report that we're just kind of waiting on the rest of the leadership team from this event to approve or add to or anything like that. And then we'll be releasing the full minutes of the meeting that was held about the statue, along with some suggested next steps.
All right, lots in there to talk about. First of all, let's go back just a little bit and talk about the social media related to this event, because in it, there was some people talking about a sense of urgency for people to take next steps. So what did you mean by that? What is it overall you'd like to see Port Hope people do in relation to this statue?
I mean, I think the first piece is just engaging these conversations and realizing that, you know, history is typically told through a settler colonialist lens, because the people who win the battles are the people who get to write the history books, right? Like, we know that about the structuring of power. I don't think that's a particularly, debated point. So I think it's just about fleshing out that story and showing that there's, like anything, there's more than one side. Things aren't black and white. Things are complex, especially when we're talking about systemic power and about genocide and about violence and building of a nation state. So I don't know that urgency is necessarily the right word, but just moving forward motion, at whatever speed that ends up being. I think that to create really sustainable change, it doesn't always move as fast as we want to. But gathering in a space publicly, I think, is pretty big, and giving some visibility. It was funny because we'd created the social media post to communicate about very clearly what was going to be happening, which I listed off to you earlier. And we kind of left it there. And then, I mean, I was juggling my son, as were most of the other organizers of the event, where we were all juggling our toddlers while organizing this event. And it was really well attended, as you can tell from the numbers I shared before. We weren't on social media during the day, but I did have a few people who I've engaged with on like Port Hope Politics, for example, in the past, come and show up and say like, oh yeah, like people are really saying some stuff online. And by the time I got home after cleaning up at the end of the day, a lot of that had been deleted, or it was people who hadn't even bothered to show up and ask questions and see what was going on, or even read the post that we'd put out that shared what we were hoping to achieve.
I'm interested in the list of people that you had writing letters. Of all those people, it makes total sense, except I didn't hear anything to Port Hope Council, to the mayor, or to any of the councillors. Why not have letters and why not directly approach the council about the statue and about this issue?
Great question. So something that came up quite repeatedly in the meeting that we had was that many people shared that they had approached council about this issue many times in the past and typically don't get any response at all. And what I have found in the past when it comes to dealing with council and municipal politics in general is it really comes down to having a very clear, cohesive vision of what you want. And also, I mean, I think a lot of us who, you know, we go, okay, so this statue is a little bit problematic for me, or a lot problematic for me and problematic for a lot of other people. We don't like it. We don't like it the way it is. Well, there's more to the issue than that. So something we're talking about as a leadership team, as we've been debriefing after the event itself, is what does forward motion actually look like. So that's going to be some of the next steps. Specifically, what we're planning to do is, first of all, consult with the Métis National Council, because the Battle of Batoche is specifically something that targeted the Métis Nation. And then establishing whether it's preferable to have the statue removed, moved, or amended in some way. From there, we plan to engage in a process of public discussion to establish a preferred outcome. After that, we're going to be researching applicable bylaws, staff involvement, the process of moving on with whatever the chosen path is. And then we're hoping to do a delegation to council. So basically, we haven't approached the town yet because we just don't feel like we're quite there. Right now, we're trying to figure out what exactly we want from the town. And it's a process to create that kind of sustainable change in a way that will allow it to be taken seriously, I think.
Would it surprise you to know that the Heritage Advisory Committee has had this on its agenda since January? In talking with the mayor earlier this week, he introduced a motion Tuesday night to ask staff to begin to address the issue. How do you feel about that and the timing of it?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all. This has been a conversation for like at least a good year in communities that I'm involved with, including social justice oriented folks. I think people might think that we're like against the town or fighting the town or something like that. And that's not what this is. Actually, our intention is to support the municipality in communicating what Port Hope is all about. And I think that in the past, Port Hope has been really tied to this this idea of history that is important and valid and interesting and valuable. And it's only part of the story. It's only part of it. All we're asking is for that truth and the messages connected to those truths to be expanded to include Indigenous perspectives. So I'm really glad to know that those conversations are happening at various levels. And we're a bunch of moms and queers and people who care. And are, I think another misconception online is that we just like want to tear the statue down. And don't get me wrong, some people have definitely stated that very clearly as their preference. And at the end of the day, if the Métis National Council is like, yeah, that needs to be removed, I will support that. Because our job as settlers is to amplify the voices of Indigenous people. And that's all we're trying to do. We're just trying to basically take some of the work off of Indigenous people themselves, having to bear the brunt of this while they are collectively grieving in a really big way. And also take a little bit of the work off of the municipality, because if we can take a piece as far as like the public consultation and giving these reports on these kind of discussions to the municipality, I think that's really powerful.
You call it a monument to genocide. Why do you call it that?
Yeah, it's definitely strong wording. And I think part of using that really strong wording is to get people curious. The Battle of Batoche was all about displacing Métis people from the land that they had lived on for years and years and years and years. And a lot of people were murdered because they didn't have the same level of power that the nation state had. And it's part of, a whole larger agenda to essentially eradicate Indigenous people, especially any power that Indigenous people had. And we see that in the residential school system. I mean, look no farther, right? I saw a post online that really resonated with me. And it was, be glad that they're coming for your monuments when you came for their babies.
What do you say to those who would argue that this is just cancel culture? How would you respond to those comments?
Great question. I actually super love talking about cancel culture because I think that it's I think it's really the result of people pushing against power dynamics that are currently in place that uphold capitalism, that uphold colonialism. The original cancel culture is the way that history is told in the dominant culture. This, like I said, this monument, this statue tells one side of the story and leaves out a whole other piece. It also, like, I put up a sign the night before on the monument that said, no pride in genocide. And I sat across the street on a bench and I watched someone within 10 minutes take that down. So I yelled across the street, hey, why'd you take my sign down? Can you please put my sign back? And they said, I don't agree with it. And I said, you take pride in genocide? And they told me to jump on a bandwagon or something. And I was like, well, whatever. We put up another sign that said the same thing. And that one was gone within 30 minutes. That's cancel culture. That's cancel culture, right? We're all about engaging in conversation. We did not permanently damage the statue. We prompted discussion. We held space for discussion. We held space for letter writing and financial support for Indigenous organizations. That's not cancel culture. Cancel culture is people saying, oh, these crazy social justice warriors, whatever. Actually, the only part of the conversation was actually about removing a statue. More people were actually interested in talking about adding something to it, whether that's a depiction of the Battle of Batoche by an Indigenous artist, a Métis artist, or adding a plaque that shares a little bit more perspective or another perspective on that battle, or even moving the statue so that it's not directly in front of town hall. Because something that came up a lot during the meeting was, what message is the municipality sending? Are we sending as a community that this is the statue that's right in front of our town hall, right in the middle of our town, and just as it is without added context. So it's not about canceling anything. No one's trying to cancel anything. We're actually trying to undo some of the cancellation that has been done to Indigenous people by having the statue in such a prominent place and in the context that it is.
How would you feel if someone defaced it or pulled it down?
Yeah, good question. I think there's part of me that would be like, you know, I don't hate that. I don't love what it stands for personally. I don't think that any, you know, quote unquote war hero is a hero to me. That's a personal opinion. I also see Indigenous leaders, including Chief Dave Mowat of Alderville, saying that, you know, permanently defacing statues and things like that, that's actually really replicating colonialist power dynamics, right? Like that's not something that Indigenous people are traditionally typically calling for here. And like I mentioned earlier, my goal and the goal of the folks who worked on this action with me is truly to amplify Indigenous voices.
So what's next for your group?
The next step is to consult with the Métis National Council, because like I said, I mean, we're doing the best we can with the lens that we're seeing through, but we're very much aware that like we only see part of the issue because we only can from where we're standing. So we want that perspective with the intention of amplifying their voices and trying to take a bit of the burden off of them so that they have that time and space to grieve. From there, we will establish whether it's preferable to have the statue moved, removed, or amended in some way. Then we'll engage in a process of public discussion to establish a preferred outcome. From there, we will research applicable bylaws, staff involvement, process of moving forward on our chosen path. And from there, we'll do a delegation to council. And I think part of this whole thing too is just being flexible and engaging in discussion. And moving with our goals along with feedback that we're getting.
Ms. Wormland, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for talking with me. I appreciate you.
That was my interview with Liz Wormland, a Port Hope activist, entrepreneur, and mother, and one of the organizers of the Canada Day event at the Colonel Williams statue. Here is an interview with Port Hope Mayor Bob Sanderson about Council's recent efforts to address the statue and Indigenous issues in the community. I'm so pleased to have with me today Port Hope Mayor Bob Sanderson. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you very much, Robert. Nice to talk to you.
In January of this year, the Heritage Advisory Committee put the Colonel Williams statue on the agenda. A request was made to engage the Métis community, plus consider a new plaque be added to the statue. The assumption that is not stated is that the new plaque might acknowledge a different history related to the Northwest Resistance and shed a different light on events. Were you at all aware the committee was about to consider this, or had there been anything prior that might have inspired this move by the committee?
I would tell you that generally I understand what committees are discussing in general, and that they would be coming forward with some of their agenda items as to, you know, what they would have as their strategic goals, and that the statue would come to council as one of those potential strategic goals.
That's interesting, because in the minutes of the Heritage Advisory Committee, Deputy Mayor Les Andrews, who is council's rep on the committee, in the same meeting said that there were a number of public objections to the statue. Can you tell us what those objections were?
Well, I think they're kind of nebulous in general, given the the first ones I heard were with respect to Black Lives Matter, and then certainly with the residential schools, questioning whether that statue is appropriate, you know, given the social conditions under which we live today. And they're general, they weren't specific. I can't say that there aren't people who say, but tear the statue down. Those are things that, you know, we get individual people sort of commenting on or hear about, but specific to receiving from a council perspective or municipal perspective, that's probably what we've heard is, and not a lot of it, but certainly enough to, you know, create some concern, or at least some, you know, attention, even from a municipal perspective, relative to this as a broader issue. We're a small community. We do have a lot of historical, you know, background relative to, you know, this sort of thing. And so I have specifically asked our new CAO to work with staff to come up with a corporate strategy that would, you know, incorporate, you know, educational components, understand history, and to, I guess I would say, not give it, you know, lip service, but can we actually deal with some of the issues at hand, which I think the statue is just a, part of it, I guess. It's not about the statue. I really think from a council perspective and a municipal perspective, we would like to bring to council a kind of a more robust plan to deal with Indigenous issues, inclusiveness, racism. All of these issues, I think, are somewhat tied. I see it that way anyway.
What is the process then from your perspective in addressing then people's concerns over the statue?
Well, I think to stay engaged with the council as we work through the process, get recommendations from staff and implement. And the council will certainly be responsible for making the decisions, but not without input from the public on sort of like all sectors of the public. So I don't see this as a short-term outcome. I think it's going to be a process, but it's certainly one that I think, you know, this council should deal with. I don't want this, you know, hanging over for a long period of time and going to the next council. And I, again, I'm going to go back and say the statue, I think, is a very specific, you know, item, you know, of discussion. But there are layers around that say, are we truly an inclusive community? You know, do we have racial issues that we should be dealing with? Do we have programs within the municipality, through the library, through, you know, our corporate structure to ensure that we are, you know, working with the Indigenous communities to better understand and educate, you know, going forward? And I really kind of see some of the, I don't mean it to be lip service, but without really concrete and solid activity and a recommended strategy, you know, we'll be dealing with this 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, you know, whatever. So I'm really asking through the CAO specifically to come up with something that addresses all of these issues and to be very specific about the statue, right? How do we deal with that? And putting another plaque on it may or may not be, you know, an option, but I don't want to presume any outcome, you know, without both council and staff involvement and public involvement. I really will stand strongly on that one. Reaction is not, you know, the answer.
With all due respect, though, statues are symbols. And as we've seen, for example, recently at Ryerson University and last week in Winnipeg, and in the past while, there have been attempts to tear these down. And so I appreciate what you're saying, but they also seem to hold a lot of meaning. And as long as it sits out there, it you know, while you may be making your best efforts, some might find it offensive. Do you worry that something might happen to the statue, like what happened at Ryerson or in Winnipeg? Someone might deface it or tear it down.
Well, I don't, you know, lose sleep over, quite frankly. I think that would be an inappropriate action on behalf of anybody to take that sort of action. I think if we, you know, deal with it from an appropriate perspective, we will, you know, work with the public and, you know, with council and staff as to, you know, what is the outcome for that statue. Is it going to stay there? Is it going to be changed? You know, what's going to happen? I really don't know what the outcome will be. It's going to be a council decision, but we need a lot of input, not just a few people who feel like they want to tear down the statue. I would say there's always those. I do not agree with those statues being torn down. I didn't think it gave, you know, Ryerson or any of the other, you know, organizations or, you know, what have you, to the ability to deal with it properly. That statue was put up by the public and funded by the public. Now it sits in front of a municipal building. You know, and I think we really, and I know I do, I want to really get proper counsel on what's the most appropriate way to deal with it.
Mayor Bob Sanderson, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, I appreciate you addressing the topic, because I think it is a good start to get this sort of out in front of the public. It gives me a chance, you know, from a mayor perspective, you know, to get some information out to the public through your podcast and through your show. So I do appreciate that, and it's a good start. So thank you very much, and I thank some of the other shows you've put on, which are addressing the same issue. Ask us to stay in touch and ask for the public to, you know, again, support where we're trying to go and make sure that you weigh in, and we'll come up with a plan within a reasonable amount of time, I believe. And we will ask staff to present that to council, endorse it by council, then start moving on. We need a sound strategy to deal with it properly.
Thank you so much. That was my interview with Port Hope Mayor Bob Sanderson about council's actions regarding the statue of Colonel Williams. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.